went out to Holland for a little pre-season tour. We played PSV Eindhoven and another team I can't remember the name of, but it's been going really well. I think it's the first time that we've had a proper pre-season where it's actually been really organised. I think last year was a bit of a disaster, but Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink is trying to get a strong bond together. The players look really fit, so I'm quite optimistic about how we're going to get on this season, to be honest.
I actually want to ask you about Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. Since he moved to Loftus Road from Burton, there was quite a bit of fanfare when he went. It doesn't seem that he's taken the form that he had with Burton necessarily to QPR. Now, is that like an unfair assessment from somebody outside or from somebody who watches QPR? Would you go with that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty unfair, because when Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink came in, we were still trying to get rid of some of the Premier League big earners. So we still had Leroy Fer, Charlie Austin, and Robert Green, also who's now joined Leeds, was also there on the big wage bill. So the first job was really to try and get rid of the wage bill and try and bring in younger, hungry players that wanted to come and play for QPR.
What about the transfers then that he's managed to do this summer? I mean, there's a familiar face. I mean, you mentioned Robert Green, but also there are familiar faces in that QPR side for us here in Yorkshire. There's Alex Smith is the keeper being one, but that not a Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink signing. But there's Joel Lynch joining from Huddersfield. He's just one of a few that you guys have made this summer.
Yeah, Joel Lynch had a little injury in pre-season, so I haven't seen much of him yet, but he looks like, according to Huddersfield fans, that he's come from really good stock, so I'm really looking forward to seeing him play. Problem is, at the moment, we've still got Stephen Corkle on the books, so I'm not sure what they're going to do with him, whether they're going to get rid of him and then try and give Joel Lynch a chance. So I think what the plan is they're going to give Stephen Corkle up to the end of August, trying to get him a Prem move, and then Joel Lynch will then fill in for Corkle then. But we've made some really sensible signings, finally, at QPR, after all the years of controversy. We've made Jordan Cousins, who looks like a fantastic signing from Charlton. We've also signed Brentford's captain, who's Jake Bidwell, who's played over 200 games in the Championship at 23. And we've also made a Polish international signing, who's currently injured as well. So I'm really optimistic about this season. As I say, at Queen's Park Rangers, we've made the mistakes keep bouncing to the Premier League, coming back again. I'm really happy if we can just consolidate and just stay in the Championship for a few seasons.
Is that actually the point for you guys? It's about that stability thing. Because if you go back a few years, all the talk was of QPR have just signed this guy and he's on £100,000 a week, and that guy and he's on £95,000. So you're calmer in the sense of you're not one of the big spenders. I mean, I've seen Les Ferdinand, your director of football, talking the last few days to say we cannot rival Aston Villa spending £12 million on a Ross McCormack. So some fans you would almost think might be disappointed by that. But I think after all that you guys have been through, you're actually quite happy just to take a break from that for a while.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, Loftus Road is a 20,000-seater stadium. We're not going to get the revenue like the likes of Newcastle, Aston Villa, even Leeds, Sheffield Wednesday. We haven't got that capacity of getting in the revenue in. So, you know, as a QPR fan, we just want to see some stability. We want to see players that come into QPR are hungry to play for QPR and fight for the shirt. You know, the last few years we've had a lot of old Premier League players just playing, just getting contracts, and, you know, it wasn't acceptable. They wasn't playing for the shirt. They was picking up over £50,000 a week, and that's what QPR fans not want to see.
What about the opposition then on Sunday, Leeds United? Have you kept many tabs on how life has been for Leeds fans in recent years?
Oh, yeah, I know. They must be going through the roller coasters that we've been going through, to be honest. They made a good appointment, Gary Monk. I like him. I thought he was unfairly sacked at Swansea. But they've looked like they've made some good signings. Roof looks like a fantastic signing. Also Hernandez. I think if the chairman gives Gary Monk the time, I think Leeds can get things right. You know, Leeds are a sleeping giant as far as I'm concerned. I think they should be in the Premier League, and just not been happening in the last few years. So hopefully, finally, they can get things going this year.
Do you see them as a team who might have a chance of promotion or playoffs?
If they stick with Gary Monk, I think they've got a chance to get into the playoffs. But I can see 10 to 12 teams in the Championship this year. They've all got a chance to get into the playoffs. There's so much money now in the Championship. We just seen yesterday with McCormack going for that amount of money. It's just insane now. And as I say, QPR, we just haven't got the money at the moment to compete with them sort of teams. So I'll be happy for mid-table. But for Leeds, you know, they're ex-Champions League semi-finalists. They've finally got to get to the playoffs at some stage, I think.
Just give me a comparison, Dean, as to where you actually see QPR. I mean, there's a, you know, you mentioned about you want kind of out of that roller coaster of the ex-Premier League players and the big money for a while. But in the grand scheme of the Championship, where do you kind of see yourself then as a team, and what teams will be like around you as you picture the league now?
I think Brentford. I think our local rivals, Brentford, would be there thereabouts mid-table with us. I think Huddersfield, I think they've made a few signings this year. I think they've got a new manager as well. I think they'll be around about mid-table. As I say, it's just so hard. Championship, you can never tell. Anyone could beat anyone on their day. You know, we could be top of the table one week and then go to the bottom next week and lose. So it's just so unpredictable.